traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, equestrians. This is Scott Miller, founder of the International Equine Network, and I'm inviting all the equestrians from around the world to start the journey with us on the International Equine Network. Today we're going to talk about exactly what International Equine Network is, what we're doing, our purpose, and our goal, mission statement, you might say, here of the equestrian industry. If you go to our website, which is IENTV.org, you can start to see where we're going with this project. This project's been 10 years in the makings, and we finally come around to knowing what the equestrians want and what the equestrians need in our industry. For example, today we have Saratoga Live from Saratoga Racetrack in Saratoga, New York. It's a premier event that lasts about 45 days. The best horses in the world are there. And it's just a great time of the year to be in the horse business. You're either at Saratoga or Del Mar. And right now, if you go, like I said, you go to our website, you'll be able to watch Saratoga Live, all the races today. They're having a little bit of a technical difficulty in Saratoga, and the races aren't up live yet, but they will be there with their pre-show. And then after that, that's our main event on here. It's the first, the top of the list on the website. And it changes. It'll go to Keeneland and then to Churchill and then to Belmont. And so it'll have all the premier racing in the United States. The best races in the United States will be on here live. And then our next section that we're going to is called Equestrian Life Made Easy. And what we're trying to do here is help the equestrian find easy access to important things such as feed. Hallway Feed is our signature feed dealer. I believe in them 100%. They're feeding horses around the world. So if you're feeding a Hallway Feed here in Kentucky or in Florida, and you go to Europe, you can get the same feed that you're getting here in the States in Europe. They're very good. If you go to their website, which is hallwayfeeds.com, you can see many tutorials and many videos of there of how they feed horses and about their meal and exactly what they do. You know, they're at Hallway Feeds. You go in and you ask them a question or tell them a problem you're having with a horse not eating, then they'll tell you. If you have a horse that's not gaining weight, they'll tell you. They have everything from mares in foal to foals to yearlings, 2-year-olds and older horses, and even to the retired horses. They're really good about giving feed programs out to their clients. Then our second thing on Equestrian Life Made Easy is IEN radio and television programming. Today on there we have the Florida Horse. It's a nice little 15-minute informational piece about the Florida Horse, how the Florida Horse has an economic impact on the state of Florida. And it does in every state. The equestrian industry has a huge economic impact on each state, and you would be surprised at how it affects everybody. When the horse people are in town, or you know, the horse people that are there year round, they go to the Walmart, they go to the Burger Kings and McDonald's, and they go to the restaurants, and they go to the hospitals, and they get gas, and they buy groceries, and you know, they're a vital part of the community that you're in, no matter how small the horse people are or how big. You know, it's part of the community, and that's what we're trying to do, And if you go and click onto the Florida horse, it's a good 15-minute information piece on how it impacts the Florida economy and all. So, and that's one of the things that we're trying to do here at IEN is bring information and broadcast it so that any and everybody can, participate in the horse industry. And the Florida horse is really, really good. We have Saratoga's up live now, getting ready to the first race. It's post time at, it's Monmouth Park. They got Monmouth Park here on Naira Betts. So, and it's ready for post time. So, take a look at that. But on Camping World is our next segment. And the Camping World is an important part of the horse industry because right now hotels are expensive. A lot of hotels have shut down. Just a lot of, things with the COVID, has kind of set the horse industry back. And, when you're going to get a hotel at night, now most of the areas that the horsemen are showing or racing, at or going to the sales, you're looking at $100 a night. And if you go for a week, you're looking at $500-$600. The inconvenience of having to drive from the hotel to the showgrounds or to the racetrack makes it difficult. Well, Keystone Montana's come up with a lot of programs for the equestrian to suit their needs, to get them back and forth to the racetracks and the showgrounds and that type of thing. They have a lot of fifth-wheel toy haulers. A toy hauler is an RV that has a lot of living space in it, washer, dryers, you name it, they've got it in it. But they also have a special compartment to where you can put your little golf carts in, horse tack trunks, whatever you need the extra space for. And the great part about it is that you can open it up. And once you empty it out and you can have people in, for, dinners or meetings or, what have you, or just to sit and relax, because they're a large area, that you can do that in. And, if you go to campingworld.com and you can click onto the Keystone Montana fifth wheels and you can see exactly what they have and see if that will fit your equestrian needs, there. And then on Equestrian Life Made Easy, we go to our next segment, which is Equestrian of the Week. And starting next week, we will have a bit about the Equestrian of the Week. This week we have Dr. Larry Bramlage at Rood & Riddle, and he's one of the top veterinarians in the world. From the Derby horses to equestrians, their clinic in Lexington, Kentucky is a great facility. If you have any problems with horses, you can take them there. They have a tremendous surgical crew there. They can repair horses and take care of horses like no other place in the world. That's Rood & Riddle in Lexington. And so we're going to highlight an equestrian of the week. And next week, our equestrian of the week will be a trainer from Saratoga. And we're going to keep it quiet, and then we'll let you know next week on Thursday's show. Then we go to the business of the week. And I like to highlight the businesses that make the horse industry go. They do everything. The ones that we select, they help the horse industry tremendously. And this week we have MyRacehorse.com is our business of the week. And the reason I chose them is because I'm now part of MyRacehorse.com, and I bought into some horses there in the last month. And it's really a great situation to get involved in it. If you go to MyHorseRace.com and look at the horses they have for sale, you can buy shares into horses for as little as $54. And that's with no expenses. You just buy in and you're part owner. And that gives you the right to go to the racetracks as an owner, go to the clubhouse. It gives you access to a lot of areas in the racetrack that normally most people don't have. They have all types of you know, things that you can go to, dinners, restaurants. You know, it's a great company, and they're helping out the horse industry by getting new people into the business. You don't have to know a lot about the horses. You just buy your share, into a micro share into one of the horses, and then you can follow him. And whenever the horse goes to run, you can go to the track and watch him. Depending on the people, amount of people there for myhorserace.com, you can get into the lottery and actually get into the win picture, you know, with your horse. They've got all kinds of things that are available, such as backside tours, tours of the racetrack, you know, that type of thing. And then if you go to them, you can select a horse, and it's got all the information that you need to know there. So that's Equine Business of the Week is myracehorse.com. And now we're going to our next segment, which will be Farm of the Week. And every week we will have a new company or a new equestrian of the week or a new farm of the week. And this week it's Old Friends Equine in Lexington, Kentucky. You go there and you can see where all the great horses have retired. And they send them out to retirement there where they can just graze in the grass and just live out the horse as a horse retirement, where they don't have to work, they don't have to do nothing, just eat grass and enjoy all the people that come to visit them. See where they've been and what they've done. Take a tour of the farm and meet the legends of the horse industry. That's at oldfriendsequine.org in Lexington, Kentucky. And it's a great tour for the family. It's an all-day tour. It's close to the horse park. And it's worth going to see. And also, now we go to our family part of the website. It's enjoy a movie night on IEN. And what we do is we place movies that are family oriented. They always have something good to say in the movies, you know, how people can get success and you know, how they ride, and you know, it's a comedy, love stories, you know, documentaries. It's really good. And this week on there, we have Spirit Riders. It's a family animal movie, and it's something that, you know, you really should take a look at, you know, for the whole family. Pick a night during the week. It's a slow night, and go to IENTV.org and watch a good, you know, wholesome family movie. Now we're getting into our weekly programming on IEN. And it's something that I've been working on for a long time and put a lot of thought into the projects that I'm doing here. And my main goal is to get distribution of equine events all over the world on a distribution basis and through companies like BBS, radio, and TV. And what we're trying to do is help promote the business. By giving quick access to any equestrian event in the world 24/7, live and tape. That's what we're trying to do. And so on our weekly program that we have every week, we'll have At the Wire. At the Wire is from all the thoroughbred racetracks in the United States. Watch your track live. If you can't find your track on there, call us at 561-466-1272 or email me at msmtv2019@gmail.com. And I can connect you with any track in the world. And we can get you hooked up to where you can watch live racing, like I said, from any track in the world. And it's exciting. And that's like today. For example, on our international feed that we have that's live right now, We have racing, it's Horse Racing Global Live, and it's coming from England and France and all of Europe, there. So if you go to our website to the international end, you can see a multitude of tracks from Europe that are racing live right now and all. So, that's part of our thing that we're doing here to get that distribution out, what we're doing here at IEN. Then we have Chuck Wagon, and Chuck Wagon is a event that we have, like Breakfast at the Breeders' Cup or Breakfast at the Derby, that type of thing. We take you behind the scenes and see the culinary expertise that horsemen have and the way that they run their day. Of course, it's not a normal day where you're working 9 to 5 and can schedule, a regular lunch or a regular breakfast. One of the things that they have on there that you can start your day off with is called a slow cooker breakfast. And you take a slow cooker and the night before, and you prepare all the ingredients, you put it in, and you plug your slow cooker in, and then when you get up to go to do your equestrian events and your equestrian business, you have a breakfast that's hot and ready for you, ready to go, and out the door, so it'll save you time there. And time's important to equestrians. We don't have a lot of it. And so that's Chuck Wagon. It's our culinary expertise of horsemen from all over the world. No telling what you'll see in that pot when they're cooking it. Then we go over to Chucker. And Chucker is a great thing for people to watch. And not a lot of people know about polo, and it's very informative. And there's literally, polo in every state and every country. And you can go out and watch the polo. You can watch them practice. You can watch the games. And 9 times out of 10, all the matches are free. And if you go to Chucker on there, you can tailgate right here with international and domestic polo live and tape. And you go to globalpolo.com. And you can find out where they're racing at and or where they're playing at. And, if they're local, what time the match is. And you can go watch them practice. And that's on Chucker, our polo segment. Then we come down to Flying Turns. Flying Turns is something that literally got me started in this distribution business from Freehold, New Jersey, with a good friend of mine called Steve Wolf. Steve has been around. He's an international horseman for the standardbred industry. He works with HarnessLink.com, which is a great company, and they tell you any and everything about the harness industry. It's just amazing what they do at HarnessLink. They show and tell you about races from all over the world. Very informative, very nice. They have a fan-friendly segment on there where you can find out about, how to get into the harness industry, what it's all about. You can see everything there at Flying Turns. If you have a harness or standard bred story, video, or business, send it to us at IENTV. At MSMTV 2019 at Gmail, and we will be able to put your videos and your information up on our website. And if you need to know more about the harness industry, go to ustrotting.com. They'll tell you any and everything that you need to know right there about the standard bred industry. And then we come to the International Equine Report, which what we're doing today is an International Equine Report. We're talking about how we're setting up our business here at IEM and what our mission statement is. And if you have an equestrian business or racehorses or show horses or anything to do with the equestrian industry, just call us here at International Equine Network, and we'll get you on our International Equine Report and have you on our podcast every Thursday. And to let them know what we're doing, what you're doing for the harness industry. It doesn't matter how small or how big you are. We just like to have you call and get involved with us, because it's all about distribution. In order to have success with any business that you do, it's about distribution. And it doesn't matter whether it's small or whether it's large. It's distribution. You got to get out to the general public, and you got to get out to the people that are involved, like say we do, in the horse industry. And when you come to our website, the great thing about it is it'll one or two clicks will get you to wherever you need to go, or a phone call will answer all your questions that you need to know, or an email. We'll be able to do that, you know, for you and your business. And every little bit helps, you know, to get your name out there, no matter how small or how big. You know, get your name out there and let us know who you are, what you're doing, and where you're at. Then we come to Quest for Equine Gold. And Quest for Equine Gold this year, with the pandemic and the Olympics and everything, has been kind of disappointing for us, because it's been very difficult for us to get involved with the Olympic Committee and get involved with the Olympics, because their television and programming is very limited. And, you know, I quite understand the reason why is because, you know, gymnastics, for example, will draw more people than the equestrian will. And so, you know, the sponsors and ship of the Olympics, you know, you have to cater to those sponsors. And so that's why you see a lot of gymnastics, you know, the basketball, the soccer, you know, that type of thing. And the equestrian is kind of, you know, put on the back shelf, but it's not ignored. There are videos, and if you go to our website, you can click on to NBCOlympics.com, equestrian, / equestrian, or go to FEI.org or USEF.org to follow any of the equestrian Olympics. And, you know, we're sorry about that there's not more out there from, you know, reporting standpoint, but that's, you know, just the way the business is. And, you know, it's part of getting that distribution, you know, out there. So then we go down to, which I like, is an exciting segment called Last Call. And it's about the horse sales for the in the United States. We have coming up here, we have the Fassick Tipton sale coming up, from Saratoga, and that'll be on August 9th and 10th of this month. It's selected yearlings at the Saratoga racetrack. You see a lot of Derby winners have come out of this sale, world champions, grade one and two, three stakes winners. It's a classic, it's a tradition, and it's something to be seen. And if you're in the Saratoga area, you can actually go over to the sales venue and you can walk around and get up close and in person with the horses and see who they are. You can grab your book at the entrance and go through and see who's there and, you know, what horses are selling, you know, that type of thing. And what's fun about it, even if you don't have a lot of equestrian knowledge of the business, one of the things that I like at the sales is you can take the catalog and take a pen and kind of scratch down on the top of the page what you think that horse is going to sell for, you know, or any of your friends that are with you or the family that's with you, and everybody try to pick out what that horse is going to sell for, and then you can stand there and watch them at the sales live, and you can see what it actually goes for, you know, whether it's $5,000 or $1,500,000. For the horse, you know, they do have $1 million horses that sell, and it's exciting to be there to, you know, watch a horse, in the gavel going up and down, you know, it goes from 100,000 to $1.5 million, you know, and that happens quite often, you know, at these sales, but it's a great thing to do. It doesn't cost you any money. Just go to Saratoga, to the Fassick Tipton sales venue at Saratoga Racetrack. And like I said, it's free. Grab your book and see what's going on. So, you know, that's part of what we're trying to do here is get information out. And all these events that I'm talking about, 99% of them are free to go to. 99% of them are free to go to, and you can't beat that. Now we have quarter time, and quarter time is a segment on that we have about the American Quarter Horse Association, AQHA. And these are the cowboys and cowgirls that do the roping and the pole bending and the barrel racing and the quarter horse racing. They even have dressage now in quarter horsing. And what I like about quarter time is if you go to quarterhorsecongress.com, that'll tell you the show schedule for the fall. And that's in October. And the Quarter Horse Congress is an amazing event. It lasts about 3 weeks. It's one huge show. It's a huge show in Ohio. And it's worth going to see. They have a lot of things there like RVs. They've got tack shops to sell saddles. You name it, they've got it there. And it's really good for the kids and the family just to go and just to run around for a day and look at everything and, you know, see what's there and find out about the true story about the American cowboy. You know, it wasn't all riding up and down the road, you know, shooting people and all. The American Quarter Horse Association has a lot of great videos on the American horse and the American cowboys and cowgirls. So that's quarter time on our IEN TV. And then we go to our last in this segment. It's called 0 to 10. And it's about the dressage industry. Dressage is a discipline that is not a natural gait for the horse. This dressage has to be schooled and taught to a horse, and it takes years and years to get these horses to top level competition. And it's an amazing event. It's a very pretty event. They dance to music. And if you ever get a chance to go see a dressage event, you know, I suggest that you go to it. It's just phenomenal how they do what they do. And then when you realize that it is an event that is schooled or taught to the horse. In fact, there's a story about Liz Hartley. She was a dressage rider back in the 50s. And most of the dressage riders then were military. And very few, if any at all, women that were in it. And because it was a military, you know, type thing. And Liz Hartley ended up getting a medal in the Olympics for dressage. And the amazing part about it is not only that she was a woman, but she had polio and she could not move from the waist down. And she had to teach everything with body shifting, her weight and her hands. And so it just goes to show you that an acquired, you know, discipline like dressage can be taught, and it's a beautiful sport to watch. So that's 0 to 10 on our list here. Now we're going down to domestic and international equine events. We have the USA, we have American Quarter Horse, international events that we have can be just about anything, you know, there. And you'll find all that on the International Equine Report. Then some of our other things that we're doing here to help the equestrians is we've put links on for air and auto transportation and hotels through Kayak. That's kayak.com. And if you need a hotel or if you need a car or if you need a hotel, you know, you go to kayak.com and they'll help you out. And then we go over to banking is important to the equestrians. You need to be near a bank where you can get things done, and you know, both domestic and internationally. And we have Bank of America is one of the banks that we found a lot of horsemen are using now. And it says, they can help you both domestic and international. And that's at bankofamerica.com that you go to. And that's very important. They can handle all your financial needs, especially when you're buying horses or you're trying to ship horses. They have a great program there. Just ask for the equine department at the Bank of America. And then the most important thing that is on our a website right here and now, and especially me living here in Florida. It's theweatherchannel.com. You go and click onto theweatherchannel.com, and you can find out what the weather's like any place in the world 24/7. And that's important when you're showing or racing or getting ready to travel, just to be, you know, up on everything weather-wise. You know, if you got a horse in New York and you're in Florida, you go to the Weather Channel and you can see the conditions that they're training in. You know, that type of thing, and that help you make a decision on, you know, when you go, when you travel, you know, the whole nine yards. That's theweatherchannel.com. Then we got our quick links, equestrian quick links. We have, if you need a vet, you can go to AAEP and .org and go to /horse-owner. -get DMV, and you can find you a vet anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world, depending on where you're at. They're a good place, and they can get you in the right direction, and they can get you instant help 24/7 is what they do there. You know, we have that, and that's very important. And then we have Equestrian Information Market, and this is what we're trying to get everybody to get involved in that has a product to sell. This week we have Cal Density Black Label, an all-in-one product for bone, joint, hoofs, heart, and attitude. It's a great product. It's an overall program for helping your horse keep healthy. That's caldensity.com. And I've used it on the racetrack, and it's really helped the horses a lot. And so that's on our equestrian information market. If you got information that you want about your horse or horse business, just let us know, and we'll get you involved in this and add a link to our website for your equestrian information that you have. Then this is overnight equine overnight stabling. People don't think about you know, horses when they're traveling, if they're going across country or what have you, but overnight stabling. And they do international and domestic overnight stabling, and you go to horsemotel.com, and it will tell you any and everything about horse facilities all over the world, what they have, and they have the prices, and when you stable your horse at one of their facilities, they will tell you what's around that facility. They have veterinarians that are available. They've got hotels. They've got food, restaurants, car rentals, you name it, they have it right there. That's overnight stabling, and you go to horsemotel.com, and that'll tell you what you need to know. And then back to our camping world, we have Equestrian RV in here. And Good Sam Club and Camping World have linked together to help the horsemen in the RV business. And you can locate RV sites, repair shops, towing, and more. All sites are on IEN-approved facilities. And it's goodsam.com. That's what you need to be looking at. And they've got any and everything equestrian 24/7 for your RVs. If you break down, they can tell you where you can get a mechanic. Whatever you need related to the RVs, Good Sam is there. They've got insurance. They've got everything. They have a lot of camp meetings that they go to every year at different RV sites, which is really good and kind of relaxing, you know, to go to because it's RVers getting around and just talking from all over the country. And it's really good to go. And then the one thing that I've found that has helped me a lot over the years is MapQuest. You can find hotels, restaurant, gas, and get directions at MapQuest 24/7. It's know where you're going at MapQuest.com. And let me tell you, they help you because in the horse industry, when you're hauling horses, and I mean it's tough, you got to know where you're going, and you got to know for sure what you're doing. And MapQuest has helped me many a times by telling me that I can't go this one route because I'm in a truck, and being in a truck, it would take me under, steer me away from, you know, bridges and viaducts and, you know, places where trucks can't go. MapQuest is really good about that. They have MapQuest for cars and for trucks. And so that really helps you out and saves you a lot of time and a lot of possible wrecks that could happen if you get on the wrong road. It's MapQuest.com. And then the one thing on here, we have a thing called Equine and a question mark. And on that Equine question mark, we put whatever we can find out that helps the equestrians. And in this part of the website, it might not be an equestrian type thing. It could be a business like we have on there now, and it's called ship.com. In ship.com, you put in your zip code wherever you're at, and they give you a list of stores that are available for delivery. And what you do is it's $100 a year, and that's a year's membership, and that's for free delivery for anything over $35. You know, and here in Florida, we're looking at Winn-Dixie and Publix and CVS. We're looking at Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Office Depot. So all the stores that they deal with in every zip code will suit the equestrian's need. And what I like about them is they'll deliver to you within an hour or two of what you're, you know, where you're at. You just go online, you order your products, you know, and that's groceries. You can order from Office Depot any business products you might need. You have Target that has anything. If you need an electric skillet, like I got an electric skillet today from Target, delivered to me at the farm. And, you know, it saved me a time from going there and back and fighting traffic. And that's what I like about ship.com. If you go to them, you can see what all they deliver, how they deliver. And, you know, it's an asset to the horseman because it saves you time and it saves you money. And that's the great thing about it. And then we go down to Equine Connections. That's our insurance companies. You click on to Equine Insurance, and it'll get you right to someone that handles equine insurance for the farm and for racing and showing and everything. KCastle.com is our insurance company that we recommend, and she has everything there, you know, for you. And speaking of insurance, when you're transporting your horse, you're going to need insurance, and we have Creech Horse Transportation, a very good company. It's buying or shipping to a sale, need to ship to the show, going to the races. We can get even get your horse to the airport. And that's creechtransportation.com. Their equipment is excellent. They have experienced horse personnel that that are their drivers and attendants. And they literally go all over the country. They're right there at the sales and can get you back to your home, to your farm, or get you to the racetrack. Unbelievable, good company, been around for a long time, and quality personnel and quality products that they have for your horses and quality equipment that are there. And then this company is part of transportation also here with us. It's Equine Air Transportation. It's International Horse Transport. It's the Duda Corporation. Tim Duda has been shipping horses all over the world to the Olympics, to the Breeders' Cup, to the Kentucky Derby. And it said, if you need domestic or international air transportation for your horse, go to Tim Duda. They can schedule your flight today. And they tell you all the paperwork that you need to go internationally, state to state. They sit down with you and they make sure that everything is spot on and you don't have any problems at all with, you know, what you're doing. And then we have Walmart. Walmart is unbelievable. They're everywhere in the country. And if you go to our walmart.com, you can click on to find out where there is a Walmart near you. And then most importantly to me, because I'm a here in Florida and a Floridian, go to visitflorida.com. We have a tremendous amount of horse farms here in Florida. And, you know, it's just unbelievable, you know, what the state of Florida does. And if you go to Fresh from Florida and visit Florida.com, you can see all the places that you can go to, such as Disney World, Sea World, the Daytona 500, the Miami Dolphins, Tampa Bay Bucks, the Marlins. They have it all listed there for you and everything. So that's what, you know, we're looking at there. And then we're going to go into a documentary that that I started many, many years ago, and the idea came up. And the documentary is called How They Get There. And this year it's called How They Get There, the Kentucky Derby 2022. And this is an interesting thing about our horse industry to show you how huge it is. For example, this year in the state of Kentucky, we had 7,545 foals that were born. Now, in North America, there were a total of 20,500 foals born. And on how they get there, this is how the journey starts to the 2022 Kentucky Derby. We have in America 20,500 foals. Out of that 20,500 foals, only 20 will be eligible to run in the Kentucky Derby. So when you get into the horse business, you're taking a chance of a lifetime to get into the Kentucky Derby. And it's a lifetime of chance. And the problem that the business has right now is having so many foals and only 20 horses to run in the Kentucky Derby, which is once in a lifetime thing. And so what we're going to do on how they get there is we're going to start out and take you on a journey that will end up at the Kentucky Derby the first Saturday in May. The journey starts with the owner and the farm. You have to have an owner that's willing to invest money into the buying horses, into providing the financial means for the horse to train and to be able to get to the Kentucky Derby. So next week, we're going to go on a tour with Spendthrift Farm. That's the farm that we have selected to talk about and tell us about how you get to the Kentucky Derby. They've had multiple Kentucky Derby winners, and each one of them came a different path, a different journey they were on. And so that will be Spendthrift Farm is our farm that we'll be following from now until the 1st of May in 2022. Then a trainer that I've selected, I've worked with Todd Pletcher before when I was at D. Wayne Lucas's, and he's stabled at our Palm Beach Downs facility. He's the top trainer in America. He's a Hall of Famer, has over 5,000 wins. The amount of money that he earns every year is $23, $24, $25 million. He has a lot of winners, and he's got a good, solid program. He's got great owners, and he takes good care of his horses. And Todd does not run a horse in a race that he doesn't think he can win. He's a super trainer, and he's a great person to be around, not only as a horseman, but as a person. A good family man, good to his crew, and, you know, he runs a top-notch operation. And also, he's part of the process between him and the owner. They have to select out of 20,500 horses which horse they think that might be a true winner, on the first Saturday in May. That's part of the team that we're putting together here. And then part of that team is equine transportation. How do you get horses there? Do you fly them coast to coast? Do you trailer them on a truck? How do you get them back and forth? you know, to the, from the farm to the racetrack and from the racetrack to the next racetrack. That's a good segment that we're going to have there. And in fact, in that segment, you'll see me, in the segment, when we were flying horses all over the world, and see how they fly. You know, and, we'll see how they load into trucks and trailers, you know, and travel across country or travel from the farm to the track, you know, the trucks they use, the plane they use, and, you know, and just exactly what they do on there. And then, that's our transportation part of the documentary. Then I selected for the blacksmith, which is really important, to the owner and to the trainer and to the jockeys. The blacksmith, I selected is Steve Norman. Steve Norman is a Hall of Famer. This guy shot so many stake horses in his lifetime that it's just unbelievable. And what I like about Steve is that you don't have to go to him and tell him what you want or what you need. He examines the hooves, he looks at the horse move, and then he comes back and he tells you what he thinks. And nine times out of ten, the trainers don't mess with him. They just said, if that's what you think needs to be done, that's what we need to do. And Steve's a great guy on things like that. And like I said, if you got a horse that you're trying to get to the Derby, he's the man to have. It's Steve Norman, the blacksmith. And he's also a good bluegrass band player. So you can get a little entertainment and a quality shoeing on your horse with Steve Norman. And then another important part of the program that we're here is the feed. And like I said earlier in the show, Hallway Feed is the best feed company that I've ever seen. It's fed many of champions all over the world, and they can give you whatever you need and whatever you want for your horse, and they can sit down and analyze your situation and get you in the right direction, and you can get the same feed that's milled in Lexington delivered to you anywhere in the United States and anywhere in the world. And that's why we selected Hallway Feed, is because they're international. And then we move on to the equine sales, which is another part where the you get together with the owner and the trainer, and you get together with the blacksmith, and you go to the sales, and you know, you look at them and you kind of evaluate what they look like. You look at their bloodline. You look at how they move, you know, the conformation of the horse, you know, that type of thing. And that includes, you know, from the yearlings to the two-year-olds in training to, you know, to get you to the Derby. And that's a very integral part of what's going on, you know, with the Derby. Is do you breed one and have a homebred run in the Derby and control everything from, you know, from the get-go? Or do you end up going through the sale process, which you can go to many sales across the country, private and public, you know, to see how they are and take your chances there? And you got to remember, you know, there's 20,500 horses that are in vying for the 2022 Kentucky Derby. And a lot of them go through the sales. And so, you know, that's an important part, to have your blacksmith and your trainer and you know, all the right people there to select the horse. But ultimately, it is the owner who makes the decision to buy the horse and everything. So that's something to look at. And that's why I look at the sales on last call, because you never do know where they're going to go, because it's, when they're at the sales, you're going basically on bloodlines. And then if they're in training, you go on what the training results are and training works that they have at the sales. You know, you go to that. And then we come to the most interesting part of the how they get there. It's you have to go and look at all the different races that you have to run in to qualify for the Kentucky Derby, whether it's in New York, Kentucky, California, Nebraska, Illinois, Indiana. You know, there's a series of races that you have to win at least one or two to get enough points to get into the Kentucky Derby. And they start with the Breeders' Cup in November with the two-year-old races, the two-year-old stake race. And then, you know, then they fan out from there. And that's important because the trainer and the jockey, or the trainer and the owner, have to sit down and kind of map out a you know, road to the Kentucky Derby. And that road to the Kentucky Derby can change at any time that you're trying to get there. Let's say, for example, you run in Florida, and you come in and you come in and run the Florida Derby, and he does good, and then you got to know where to go from there. Do you go to Maryland, or do you go to Hot Springs, Arkansas, to Oakland, or to New York, or to California, you know, to get that second vital win? And you got to know who you're running against and where you're running, and also, you know, it can be a multitude of tracks that you could go to, you know. And do you want to avoid competition, you know, heavy competition, or do you want to, you know, just take your chances and earn the points? And you know, that's a very important part of what you're doing. And then we have the decision to run in the Kentucky Derby. And that's when the owner comes in and he sits down with the trainer. They talk with the blacksmith. You know, they talk with the vets. They talk with a multitude of people to make that decision to run in the Kentucky Derby. And the ultimate decision goes to the owner. And a lot of times some of the trainers have a hard time making that decision with the owner, because the owner might want to run the horse in the Derby. And if you're dealing with a trainer like Todd Pletcher, Todd won't run a horse in the Derby because he's good. He runs him because he thinks he can win. And that's the main thing. A lot of trainers think their horses are good, or they like to run the horse in the Derby just to say they had a horse in the Derby, you know. But the ultimate decision comes down to the owner, whether they run or not and everything. So that's on how they get there. That's what we're going to be doing on that documentary. Every week we'll have an update, and we'll let you know what we're doing with each one of the trainers and the farm. And so next week we're going to have Spendthrift Farm on about their legacy and what they've done over the years. And speaking of what they've done over the years, we've got a couple of good races running this coming up here this weekend at Mountaineer Racetrack and Casino. On August 7th, we have the $500,000 West Virginia Derby. It's a Grade 3 race. Post time is 5:35 p.m. Eastern time. A lot of good horses in there. Todd Pletcher's got a horse in there that was really good in the Derby and thought that it could win it, and that's Bourbonomic. He's coming back. He's at 3-1 in the race, carrying 122 pounds, and he's coming out of the post one. And that should be a pretty good race for him, because Todd's had good success there, you know, before. And then we have a couple other good. Brad Cox has got a Warrant in there. He's at 5-2. He's got another horse in there called Kinetic Sky, which I like. He's at 6-1. And also, you know, and it's a 7-horse field going for $500,000, you know, and you just can't beat that. You know, it's good money. Everybody's going to get a paycheck there. So that'll be at 5:30 Eastern time. And then also on the card there, we have the $200,000 race for fillies and mares, and for three-year-olds and upward. Sorry about that. It's a $200,000 race. They're going a mile and a 16th, 7-horse field, you know, for some good money. That's $200,000 there, not a big field there with them. So that's called the West Virginia Governor's Stakes. It's a Grade 3 also there. Then at Saratoga, we have up there. The Saratoga Derby will be the one of the features that day. It's a $1 million race. It's just unbelievable. It's a mile and 3/16 on the turf. The rail will be at 18 feet. And again, you know, we're starting to look at some of these races that are here. It's 11 horse field and it's going to be packed. It's going to be packed. We have a winner in there, and it's a long shot. It's a Soldier Rising, and it's trained by Christoph Clement. It's at 12-1. And I think he'll be right on top of it. And then another live long shot I have in there is Yes This Time, trained by Kelly Breed, at 15-1. He's going to be very tough. This field, anybody could win this race. At the Saratoga Derby Invitational. It's going to be a good one there. And then the next one on here that we're going to look at here real quick is it's a $1 million race. It's a mile and eight on the dirt. It's the Whitney Stakes, and it's a grade two. It's for four-year-olds and up, and this is a very prestigious event that the Whitney started years ago. It's unbelievable. And the thing I like about it is it's a four-horse field. So you can't get burned in this one in there. It's a good one. Brett Calhoun is in there, Steve Asmussen, Kenny McPeak, and Brad Cox. And Kicks and Go is his favorite, 6-5. So, it's going to be a good race. That's a $1 million race. You know, at Saratoga, that's at 5:48 p.m. Eastern time. And the Saratoga Derby Invitational was at 5:10 Eastern time. So you can come to IENTV.org and you can watch all these races live, you know, here with us on Saturday, like we're watching Saratoga now. But that's basically what we're doing here at IEN. We're an information distribution company, and we're trying to get as much information out there as we can to people, either horsemen and non-horsemen. And it's a good website to go to look at horses and watch them do their events or show or race or sell or look at products that are there and everything. So that's what we're doing there. And we're on every Thursday. And if I can get the guys at BBS to get me in line, we might have video next week. We've got it all set up on our end and got our new computers and everything. And so we're going to see what we can do, you know, as far as you get to see me live on TV. And that's a scary thought. I'm going to shock a lot of people when they see me on there. I'll watch him just to see how silly he can get. But I want to thank all the equestrians out there for doing their part in the industry. About time for us to leave. And remember, the journey starts here. You're welcome to join us at any time. This is Scott Miller from IENTV.org saying have a great week.